Woke up in Venice feeling jealous. Cracks in my heart stuck on you. Stuck on you.
Hello everyone and welcome back. You are tuned in to yet another 潘吉 Jenny 告诉你 It's me Spencer.
大家好我是 Jenny. Hey Spencer, 你刚才说 you're tuned into yet another episode of 潘吉 Jenny.
Yes.
很多用户都会说 Spencer 说什么什么叫 tune 什么什么你跟大家解释一下。
Tuned in.Well, it's kind of like you're listening to. 你正在收听。
嗯对特别像音频啊 audio 或者 radio 的东西。
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
In any case, you're tuned into 开言英语然后我们今天跟大家说每天生活中息息相关的出行、getting around 特别是像现在要打车然后呢打车软件、
哎你说打车软件呢 I heard、there's going to be like a big ride hailing war、here in China because of、Meituan's going to step onto the打车 scene 、
对的因为之前大家觉得啊滴滴已经是就滴滴嘛结果没想到美团、出来搅局了哈
Yeah, so it sounds like、滴滴 is probably no longer going to be a 垄断、
right? 垄断 monopoly
yeah, that's right.
对好那我们今天呢会教大家非常实用的一些打车的英语然后也会跟大家分享一篇我们在South China Morning Post 里面、看到的一篇这个滴滴美团的打车大战的分析、所以大家可以学到很多实用的高质量的英语欢迎你们订阅我们的微信公众号开言英语开放的开语言的言 OK 那前面 Spencer 说那个 ride hailing 是吧
Yeah ride hailing So it'sBasically, I mean, you could say like to hail a cab,、right? So it just means to, well, 打车
就打车
Yeah.
So the key verb here is to hail,、
H-A-I-L. Yeah, that's right, H-A-I-L.
这个其实就那个动作把手拿、伸出来、我要车是吧、to hail
sure,
a cab.
Sure, sure.、
You
can also say all hail to the chief.
Hail to the chief, 就是手掌好。
差不多。
对是、
It's kind of like pay your respects to the chief.
对对对、但我们今天是Hailing a ride or hailing a cab、其实这两个词都是美语口语里很常用的、Ride R-I-D-E
Yeah, ride、So, I mean, that's, you know, it's a verb 是动词 You know, to basically ride in a car Ride in a, you know, a bus
坐车的意思
Yeah, ride a bike
但也是名词啊比如 Ride hailing 就是整个是一串的名词
Yeah, here it's a noun, yeah
打车是吧、然后呢我们现在很多打车软件、这个呢就是 ride hailing apps
yeah that's right、ride hailing apps
就是如果你想要真的说很纯正地道的英语呢不要说 ride hailing app 就是用 app 更好
对啊西方人不说 app
没错
也不说 ppt 、
对说 slides 是吧
just powerpoint
我们其实以前节目都有说过大家可以到我们公众号去回复 ppt 这些你就可以找到 in any case let's come back to ride hailing
好
那前面也说我们找到一篇我觉得挺好的文章说滴滴美团的这个大战啊、然后 是他头条写得很好
对啊所以They said、China ride hailing war scene erupting again with new challenger to Didi.
是一个 ride hailing war.、war 就是战争、对吧
对。
因为前几年就是我都不记得滴滴的 competitors, 竞争对手有什么。优步的How could I forget that? 所以以前还有快滴什么是吧、最后滴滴
Oh yeah, forgot about that
滴滴把他们都打败了英语打败对手可以怎么讲
Well, I mean, you could just Well, you could say to beat them
so
To be victorious
Yeah, 滴滴 beat all of them, right? 滴滴 emerged as the victor、战胜者是吧 As the winner
That's right
结果没想到我们很厉害的又一个 app 美团做外卖的和点评现在是一起嘛
So do you think 美团 will be able to give 滴滴 a ride for their money?
Oh, 这个说法也很好
I knew you'd like that one
Give someone a ride for their money
Or we might even say like a run for their money But basicallyit's just like, are they going to be a fit challenger? Is it going to be a real war? Is it going to be difficult? Or is someone going to win really easily?
对，所以 Spencer 说Will 美团 give 滴滴 a ride or a run for their money?
Yeah.
意思就是说他们会挑战会危及到滴滴的这个垄断地位嘛、是吧
That's right.
美团你用过吗？叫外卖啊？
No，
我也没
有。我就会用饿了么，我觉得有一个 app 就够了，对吧 ？I don't really know the difference. Maybe our listeners can tell us.
可能更便宜一点吧，有的时候。
有可能。I 我不是经常找外卖的。
嗯，但就是在中国就会这个竞争的环境，商业生态更加 competitive。
嗯
所以呢就你会看到很多 price wars、
yeah.
价格战、
是
吧
对
这次美团和滴滴也是一样啊
so people try to undercut each other
undercut 就是你便宜我比你更便宜
yeah,
啊、
yeah.
最后可能 company you know they bleed a lot of money 钱就像血一样的流掉了就 burn money 烧掉了但消费者还是You know, we benefit.
Yeah,
we get all these coupons, 这些打车券啊 like free credits,
That's
free rides.
That's right. We benefit until the oligopoly comes along, and then we're screwed.
Oligopoly 是什么?
It's like, well, 垄断 is like, well, monopoly, so mono means one, but oli means many.
A group of.
Yeah, so like, you could have like two or three. Like,
都是很大的。
对,比如说,有可能你有两三家公司,大公司,对吧?但是他们都是合作的。They say,这是我们的底线 We can't like go below this And they all agree to work with each other in a way
这就是一个 oligopoly
yeah,
就几家老大垄断不是一家老大
Yeah,、
oh.
yeah basically、oh. It's actually really big nowadays、Especially in America With all sorts of industries
好的好的 OK 那、讲到这个打车和打车的英语啊那如果平时我会说、Spencer 你怎么回家 How are you getting home 你打车吗还是坐地铁、我可以怎么说
Like, well, I mean, well, one, you say, yeah, how are you getting home? And then you could say, well, like, I'm going to catch a ride or I'm going to take a cab.
Oh, catch a ride 或者 take a cab、就是打车啊。那 take a cab, C-A-B, cab 就是 taxi, 就是出租车。
对。
但好像美国口语里更常用 cab, 对不对、
taxi, yeah, I mean, I'm going to get a taxi.、都用的。But I probably would say cab.
More.
Maybe a little more.
Yeah, 在英国是 cabbies, 是不是 London cabbies.
Are the cars cabbies or just the driver's cabbies? Because I think
the cars, black cabbies.
Oh, 好吧。
对。
Well, Wanlo, I used to live there, but I forgot.
所以你刚刚说 get a taxi or get a cab,、就是叫出租车。但现在我们用很多 you know, ride hailing apps,、打车软件上面有、除了出租车还有更多的车、对吗所以这时候你就可以说 catch a ride、
yeah.
因为有可能你是坐专车、或者快车、或者什么顺风车拼车、
对 this is true but when you say like、catch a ride it almost sounds like your friend might be picking you up too so it's really
对 it's, 朋友也可以
对、
送你
so it's not like very clear、in the States if you're using a like ride hailing app、you might say oh I'm getting an Uber or I'm getting a Lyft
I'm getting an Uber, 坐优步或者 I'm getting a Lyft, L-Y-F-T.
Yeah.
另外一家。
对。
It's the play on words, 因为英语里面 L-I-F-T, getting a Lyft
is to take a car. Yeah.
对就是
Someone's going to pick you up,、so they lift you.、
好我觉得 let's not further confuse our listeners, 别讲太多了啊。
好。
还是回到前面说现在打车软件上面、你有很多不同车的选择。You got a lot of options. 然后呢我就把我的那个滴滴的 app 呀把它的语言设置换成了英语我想看看它就是他们官方怎么翻译快车专车这些的、So here we go guys、These are DD's official translations of 什么专车呀快车啊豪华车第一个呢我觉得就是我们先说专车好吧、
好 so it's like the premier
Premier cars
Yeah
P-R-E-M-I-E-R
That's right yeah
Premier 的意思也是比较高级的是吧、
对啊 so it's premier it's,
Premier
you know,
英文有很多相近的词 Premium、Premier 意思就是 It's quite high end、
That's right exactly、没错
对然后呢但是还有一个比这个 Premier 更高级的
就是那个、豪华车吗是 like Lux
Lux
it's, Really sounds like luxury
Luxury 对就是奢侈奢华的意思然后滴滴里面是用这个词 L-U-X-E Lux
Yeah, yeah.、
So
I believe this is short for deluxe or deluxe.
Deluxe 是另外一个词、yeah. 也是很就反正很豪华很奢华的意思、
yeah, 是对对对对对、
啊。那我们再看看就价格没有那么贵的好了。
Okay, the kind that I always hail, express. 快车。
你是经常打快车。
对啊是便宜的。Like, I don't need a, I don't know, I don't need
对
a fancy car to go somewhere.
Fancy 也是高级的意思啊
是
啊但很口语啊。
对。
你前面说那个 express, 这个就是滴滴官方的翻译、
嗯、
快车叫 express。
嗯。
express 其实就是 super fast 的意思。
嗯。
然后大家经常会看到比如像家乐福什么它也会有个小的店Carrefour Express、
yeah.
就是它
好贵啊
是吗就是在开的像24小时那种小便利店
对,
对吧
对, 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 对
然后 Express 的意思就是很快的
yeah,
啊的快车
it's like 又快又方便
而且还比较便宜、I think it has all of those connotations
yeah, except for that Carrefour Express I don't find it too 便宜
然后当然出租车呢滴滴用的这个翻译就是 taxi
对对
好那其实滴滴好像这个英语的一些服务选项没有像中文的这么多因为中文还有顺风车是吗、顺风车其实更多就像拼车对吗
yeah, 顺风车 is like carpooling
carpooling C-A-R-P-O-O-L
yeah, that's right, yeah.
对吧 so carpool 就是和一堆人 maybe you don't even know them 但大家就是去一个方向、
yeah.
所以我们就 catch a ride together、
yeah, that's right
在美国很多的那个高速路上专门有一个 lane, 一个车道。
Yeah, 这个你也知道的。Yeah, so I can tell you, for example, 我的姑姑是她住在华盛顿郊区、but she like drives into DC, right, to work. And, if she wants to get to work faster and like avoid all the, 反正堵车 to avoid the traffic jam, she'll pick up carpoolers.
她就会让别人搭她的车因为在美国很多高速路上专门there's a special dedicated lane, carpool lane, 就是 你里面要超就是除了有开车的人还要至少有一个或者两个每个地方规定不一样有两个乘客对吧
some people in the past have been caught with dummies in their cars.
真的放充气娃娃放 dummy, 那太不厚道了。
对真有法子。
就是 carpool lane, 专门有这个解决城市拥堵很多人坐一个车对吧好那我们现在看了很多就是这些我觉得还是比较正规的出行途径啊但是也有一些不正规的黑车
Okay, when the states we kind of call these gypsy车 gypsy cars
really?
gypsy cabs
gypsy
yeah I don't really know where that came from I guess but
反正我觉得最重要的就是 they're not called blackcars
no.
because in English if you say oh I'm taking a black car 就别人的印象是你可能 taking 很 lux、
yeah.
是这种 limousine
yeah, yeah, yeah.
高级的车、对吧奔驰什么的 S600 这种
yeah, exactly no,、no so 黑车、in America anyway we say gypsy cabs
but theyoperate in the black market、是在黑市做的这个、
hey you need a ride where you going guy I can take you 、
好那我们讲了很多实用的打车英语啊我觉得 Spencer 最后呢我们可以看看像这些打车软件在打拼的时候他们会砸钱 right they burn money or they splurge money
or they just blow it
blow money, 就反正就是烧钱补贴司机补贴用户啊。那我们就来看看比如补贴这个英语可以怎么讲。
补贴 subsidies。
subsidies, give subsidies or subsidize.
Yeah, so to subsidize would be the verb.
但我觉得更多的这个补贴很其实说白了就是给乘客like free rides, 或者说 discounted rides, 打折的或者就是有券嘛券英文叫
like a coupon?
Coupon, 对。然后呢像以前滴滴就出租车的时候你不是可以给司机小费吗 and it helps you to get a cab really easily and fast.
Yeah, yeah.
给小费我们就可以说 to
give a tip.
Give a tip or to tip,
yeah,
对吗
to tip, yeah.
那现在是不可以了我不知道美团可不可以但是反正那个现在滴滴的专车还是会 you know, if it's rush hour, 是高峰时段平台自己就会说这个时候溢价、加价20%之类的
Yeah, and then they ask, you know, are you willing to pay that?
对这种平台溢价呢我们可以叫 price surge.
Yeah, price, yeah, like a surge.
Yeah, price surge. Surge, S-U-R-G-E, 意思就是
it means an increase.
Yeah, like a price increase,
yeah.
对吧 好，那今天两个没有用过美团也没有用过美团打车的人跟大家讲了一下打车软件。那像很多朋友因为朋友圈都看了说送你美团打车的红包啊，又送你滴滴的啊什么红包，就大家跟我们分享一下你觉得哪一个的体验更好好了。
Yeah, please tell us. I'd like to know because if the others, you know, if Meituan's better, maybe I'll start using that.
Now you save a buck. Paying for your buck.
是啊。
超值。
Yeah, I don't want to blow money.
好，感谢大家收听我们今天的节目。然后呢，如果你想跟开言一起学习更多实用的英语，可以了解一下我们的会员课程，因为我们每天都有和免费节目不一样的会员新课。
That's right.
但是是一样的，用轻松的方式传递给大家，你马上可以用到的很具体的场景化的英语。但最好的就是呢，你听不到我讲中文了，因为我们所有的会员课程都是由北美的主播为大家讲解的，有 Spencer, 有 Lisa, Connor, Adam, 然后 Newest Edition,
Mike,
Brit,
yeah,
英国人 Mike,
跟
Spencer 搭配的很好啊，希望大家可以到我们的公众号来免费试用了解一下，之后升级呢也是真的很超值，因为我们学习一年只要629。
超值。
接下来就变你 signature sign off. OK, thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye bye.